about to get lyrical on the very miracle and the aesthetics of me. I used to dwell as a cell inside a nutshell up until I got this anatomy. For before motherboard, this here troubadour used to be a tadpole like sperm, represented in the biological textbooks in which we remain for the term. So, in the white fluid that's in the gonads, before we unwillingly become nomads, then sent up the perpendicular penis, and then left behind in the Mount of Venus, where I outdid my brothers in my first race. I sang backstroke and reached the egg in first place, as there weren't signs of contraception to prevent my immaculate conception. I began my apprenticeship, open quotation, in human form, close quotation. Even though I lived in the testicles, I now put on rose-colored spectacles. As an infant for an instant, then in the wink of an eye we become grown men. How will this affect the later stages of the day? I guess we'll have to wait and see, as I would say.
Well, last night changed it all.
Perplexed, I flexed from what used to be the primary to the secondary sexual characteristics that could be said to be binary. For it is at this age we engage in the stage that sculptures my persona, and it's the scene from the teens which weans human beings and made me become a loner. So with the punctual arrival into pubescence, which is the essence of adolescence, where excess testosterone peaks as the pituitary gland speaks, a burgeoning interest in the penetralia of the female genitalia then begins to evolve as innocence fades, until it is lost on those escapades that were lascivious. I was oblivious to the consequences of following the senses, irresponsible for a segment, but fortunate that no one ended up pregnant. For various precarious intersections could have led to venereal infections. For I never kept Mrs. Dawson busy. For I never kept Mrs. Dawson busy.
Ooh, last night changed it all.
In the cultures that out looking back on the previous night, I shed my skin for the sin I was in, destroyed what was lily white. Although I'm more mature, it's for sure what's pure has been inherited by the wind. It won't be replaced and it won't be erased, even though I've become disciplined and more responsible and less frivolous. For my chrysalis could have led to syphilis, but thank God he willed it to be otherwise. He made me see things through different eyes. Glory must be given to the Father on the throne, for his work has been made manifest and shown. From a cell that was invisible to sight, I'm 5'7½ in height. This is amazing, worthy of praising. So with phrasing, my voice I'm raising. As I change mentally, physically, I watch my biological swatch carefully. For the male menopause suddenly nears, then we reach those formative years. Sans eyes, sans teeth, etc., etc., etc.
Well, last night changed it all.
Tales of the unprotected. You know what? I guess I got to wait for my new body then.
Yeah.